He is the first head of state to officially visit Iran after President Rouhani took office. Sultan Qaboos, the King of Oman, began his three-day tour to Iran on Sunday. The Omani ruler is heading a high-ranking delegation that includes his top advisor and a number of ministers. For more than four decades, Iran and Oman have enjoyed close diplomatic ties. This is the second official visit by the Sultan of Oman to the Islamic Republic in 4 years. Both Iranian and Omani officials have defined the visit as constructive. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says that Tehran is keen to strengthen ties with Muscat in all aspects, especially in the field of trade and energy. Iran and Oman are currently discussing ways for an energy deal that would supply Oman with Iran's natural gas.
Well, Oman is probably out of all the Persian Gulf countries, the country which has the best relations with Iran.
On Monday, the ruler of Oman held a meeting with the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. During the meeting, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei called for the all-out expansion of Iran-Oman ties. Iran's leader also pointed to the Syrian crisis and warned against the dire consequences of supporting Takfiri groups by certain regional countries. The Iranian leader noted that those countries will eventually pay the price for supporting such groups. Ayatollah Khamenei also said that Israel was a constant threat to regional security, as long as it possessed huge stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. Sultan Qaboos's current visit has raised speculations in newspapers inside and outside Iran that Oman could aim at mediating between Iran and the United States over Iran's nuclear energy program. None of the two sides have so far confirmed such an issue.
Obviously, when you speak about Oman and Iraq, these two countries are one of the rare countries to have good ties with both America and Iran. So whenever we refer to officials from these countries, what springs to mind is the issue of possible mediation.
Oman and Iran share control of the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Oman has so far mediated between Iran and the U.S. in a number of cases. One example was the release of three U.S. nationals arrested in Iran in 2009 on illegal entry and espionage charges, brokered by Oman in 2010 and 2011. Oman's last two successful mediation efforts included securing the release of Iranian nationals, Shahrzad Mirqoli Khan and Mojtaba Atarudi, an Iranian scientist held by U.S. on charges of violating U.S. sanctions. The Omani delegation is expected to wrap up its visit to Iran on Tuesday, while the question of whether Iran's friendly neighbor did eventually carry a message from Washington for Tehran remains unanswered. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.